Greetings, readers. Welcome to the June edition of Library News. We are looking forward to a fun-filled summer at the library. Another youth summer reading program is upon us, and we are very excited. This year's theme is Find Your Voice. The program will run from June 5th through July 24th and will offer lots of fun virtual programs along the way. Join Youth Services Librarian Denise Bean 3 times a week via Zoom for her fun-filled activities, Double Craft Mondays, Special Guests on Wednesdays, and Food Frenzy Fridays. Go to iowalibrary.blog to find out more information.
The Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled will also be hosting an 8-week STEM experience for teens 14 years and older this summer. There will be wonderful special guest speakers throughout the summer introducing different topics, and the teens will be using hands-on STEM activities based off STEM scale-up kits provided to the library by the Iowa STEM Council. The library is excited to spend this time with this great group of people.
The library is proud to announce that there is a finalist from Iowa competing in the Braille Challenge Finals. Nathan D. is a finalist in the varsity group for the 2nd year in a row. He has been invited to compete at the national finals June 23rd and 24th at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles. Congratulations to Nathan.
Now for the top 10 fiction books downloaded from Bard. Going Rogue, Rise and Shine 29. DB111556 by Janet Ivanovich. Monday mornings aren't supposed to be fun, but they should be predictable. However, on this particular Monday, Stephanie Plum knows that something is amiss when she turns up for work at Vinnie's Bail Bonds to find that longtime office manager Connie Rosoli, who is as reliable as the tides in Atlantic City, hasn't shown up. Stephanie's worst fears are confirmed when she gets a call from Connie's abductor. He says he will only release her in exchange for a mysterious coin that a recently murdered man left as collateral for his bail. Unfortunately, this coin, which should be in the office, just like Connie, is nowhere to be found. The quest to discover the coin, learn its value, and save Connie will require the help of Stephanie's grandma, Major, her best pal, Lula, her boyfriend, Morelli, and hunky security expert, Ranger. Bestseller. The Christmas Scorpion. DB111488 by Lee Child. On Christmas Eve, Jack Reacher stumbles into a no-name bar in the California desert, desperate to take refuge from an unexpected snowstorm. Reacher came to Barstow for a little R&R. Instead, he's sequestered in a dark little roadhouse with a bartender, a bewildered elderly couple, and 2 members of Britain's Royal Military Police. They tell Reacher they were escorting a VIP to a top-secret meeting at a U.S. military base when they become separated from their charge. That's when the threat came in from a notorious assassin, the Christmas Scorpion. Now they need a miracle to save the day, or maybe all they need is Jack Reacher. Without a Trace, DB112171 by Danielle Steele. Charles Vincent seems to have it all, a beautiful wife, 2 successful children, and a well-paying career. Yet happiness remains out of reach. He is trapped in a loveless marriage, and his job is simply a paycheck. But his life changes forever one night as he drives along the Normandy coast, heading to their lavish chateau for the weekend. In one terrifying moment, Charles falls asleep at the wheel and veers off the road, plunging 30 feet down the face of a rocky cliff. Miraculously, Charles survives. After gathering the courage to climb to safety, he starts to walk, bruised, bloody, and desperate for help. In the dark of the night, he happens upon a cabin where he meets the kind and beautiful Odd St. Martin. They have an instant connection, and as she nurses him back to health, Charles begins to discover the passion he's been missing for so many years. In the aftermath of the crash, Charles has a startling realization. He doesn't have to go back. He could simply choose to disappear, to walk away from his old life. When his car is discovered, he'll be presumed dead and washed away at sea. If he stays with Odd, he has a chance at a fuller, happier life that he didn't know was possible. It all seems too good to resist, but Odd has secrets of her own, and before long their paths catch up to them, threatening everything they fought to build. Bestseller.
Fairy Tale. DB110155 by Stephen King. Charlie Reed looks like a regular high school kid, great at baseball and football, a decent student. But he carries a heavy load. His mom was killed in a hit-and-run accident when he was 10, and grief drove his dad to drink. Charlie learned how to take care of himself and his dad. When Charlie is 17, he meets a dog named Raider and her aging master, Howard Bowditch, a recluse in a big house at the top of a big hill with a locked shed in the backyard. Sometimes strange sounds emerge from it. Charlie starts doing jobs for Mr. Bowditch and loses his heart to Raider. Then, when Bowditch dies, he leaves Charlie a cassette tape telling him a story no one would believe. What Bowditch knows and has kept a secret all his long life is that inside the shed is a portal to another world. Bestseller. Overkill, DB110138 by Sandra Brown. Former Super Bowl MVP quarterback Zach Bridger hasn't seen his ex-wife Rebecca Pratt for some time, not since their volatile marriage imploded, so he's shocked to receive a life-altering call about her. Rebecca has been placed on life support after a violent assault, and he, despite their divorce, has medical power of attorney. Zach is asked to make an impossible choice: keep her on life support or take her off of it. Buckling under the weight of the responsibility and the glare of public scrutiny, Zach ultimately walks away, letting Rebecca's parents have the final say. 4 years later, Rebecca's attacker, Eben, the scion of a wealthy family in Atlanta, gets an early release from prison. The ludicrous miscarriage of justice reeks of favoritism, and Kate Lennon, a brilliant state prosecutor, is determined to put him back behind bars. Rebecca's parents have kept her alive all these years, but if her condition were to change, if she were to die, Eben could be retried on a new charge, murder. It isn't lost on Zach that in order for Eben to be charged with Rebecca's murder, Zach must actually be the one to kill her. He rejects Kate's legal standpoint, but can't resist their ill-timed attraction to each other. Eben, having realized the jeopardy he's in, plots to make certain that neither Zach nor Kate lives to see the death of Rebecca and the end of his freedom. Bestseller. Mad Honey, a novel. DB110596 by Jody Pico and Jennifer Finney Boylan. Olivia McAfee knows what it feels like to start over. Her picture-perfect life, living in Boston, married to a brilliant cardiothoracic surgeon, raising their beautiful son, Asher, was upended when her husband revealed a darker side. She never imagined that she would end up back in her sleepy New Hampshire hometown, living in the house she grew up in and taking over her father's beekeeping business. Lily Campanello is familiar with do-overs, too. When she and her mom relocate to Adams, New Hampshire, for her final year of high school, they both hope it will be a fresh start. And for just a short while, these new beginnings are exactly what Olivia and Lily need. Their paths cross when Asher falls for the new girl in school, and Lily can't help but fall for him too. With Ash, she feels happy for the first time. Yet at times, she wonders if she can trust him completely. Then one day, Olivia receives a phone call. Lily is dead, and Asher is being questioned by the police. Olivia is adamant that her son is innocent, but she would be lying if she didn't acknowledge the flashes of his father's temper in Ash. And as the case against him unfolds, she realizes he's hidden more than he shared with her. Bestseller. Rising Tiger, DB109625 by Brad Thor. An unprecedented, potentially nation-ending threat has materialized on the world stage. Fearful of the global consequences of engaging this enemy, administration after administration has passed the buck. The clock, however, has run out, and doing nothing is no longer an option. It is time to unleash Scott Harvath. As America's top spy, Harvath has the unparalleled skills and experience necessary to handle any situation, but this assignment feels different. Thrust into a completely unfamiliar culture with few he can trust, the danger begins mounting the moment he arrives. Amidst multiple competing forces and a host of deadly agendas, it becomes nearly impossible to tell predator from prey. With democracy itself hanging in the balance, Harvath will risk everything to untangle the explosive plot and bring every bad actor to justice. Bestseller.
The Girl Who Survived, DB110493, by Lisa Jackson. Has she already had her last chance to be the final girl? All her life, she's been the girl who survived. Orphaned at age 7 after a horrific killing spree at her family's Oregon cabin, Kara McIntyre is still searching for some kind of normal. But now, 20 years later, the past has come thundering back. Her brother, Jonas, who was convicted of the murders, has unexpectedly been released from prison. The press is in a frenzy again, and suddenly, Kara is receiving cryptic messages from her big sister, Marley, who hasn't been seen or heard from since that deadly Christmas Eve when she hid little Kara in a closet with a haunting, life-saving command: don't make a sound. As people close to her start to die horrible deaths, Kara, who is slowly and surely unraveling, believes she is the killer's ultimate target. Kara survived once, but will she survive again? How many times can she be the girl who survived? There is violence and strong language. The House in the Pines, a novel, DB111878, by Anna Reyes. Maya was a high school senior when her best friend Aubrey mysteriously dropped dead in front of the enigmatic man, Frank, whom they'd been spending time with all summer. 7 years later, Maya lives in Boston with a loving boyfriend and is kicking the secret addiction that has allowed her to cope with what happened years ago, the gaps in her memories and the lost time that she can't account for. But her past comes rushing back when she comes across a recent YouTube video in which a young woman suddenly keels over and dies in a diner while sitting across from none other than Frank. Plunged into the trauma that has defined her life, Maya heads to her Berkshire's hometown to relive that fateful summer, the influence Frank once had on her, and the obsessive jealousy that nearly destroyed her friendship with Aubrey. At her mother's house, she excavates fragments from her past and notices hidden messages in her deceased Guatemalan father's book that didn't stand out to her earlier. To save herself, she must understand a story written before she was born. But time keeps running out, and soon all roads are leading back to Frank's cabin. When She Was Gone, a thriller, DB112848, by Jane Palmer. A woman, as mysterious as she is tenacious, Era Zewiev, will remind readers of NCIS's Ziva David. She's a secret to nearly everyone, and even those who know anything about her have barely scratched the surface. A bodyguard for a powerful billionaire, she is the last line of defense for the family's inner circle. But when her charge, 16-year-old Samantha Harper, is kidnapped, Era immediately comes under suspicion. Assertive and authoritative, Luke Patrick is the best the FBI has to offer. Nothing about Era's story is adding up. And when Era attempts to take control of the investigation, Luke is convinced she knows far more than she's saying. Time is short, and though neither trusts the other, Era and Luke must work together to bring Samantha home alive. She needs his investigative team. He needs her inside knowledge of the family. But what initially looks like a simple kidnapping for ransom quickly spirals into something far more. There is violence and strong language.
This month, the State Library of Iowa is holding virtual author visits with the three authors of the All Iowa Read Selections for 2023. These are free and open to the public, but registration is required. First up is Sequoia Nagamatsu on Tuesday, June 13th at 7 p.m. He is the author of the adult selection, How High We Go in the Dark. Next is Nikki Smith, author of the kids selection, The Golden Hour. She will give her talk on Wednesday, June 14th at 2 p.m. And last but not least is Angeline Bouley on Thursday, June 15th at 4 p.m. She is the author of Firekeeper's Daughter, the teen selection for 2023. All sessions will be held via Zoom, and each author will be joined by a moderator to discuss their books, creative process, and hear questions from attendees. Attendees will have the option to submit a question ahead of time when registering, or may include a question in the chat during the event. To register for these events, go to the State Library of Iowa website at https://www.statelibraryofiowa.gov/.
NLS's monthly program, Many Faces of Bard, will be held Thursday, June 8th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. There will be time for questions for those who have them. contact the library for the login information, or go to iowalibrary.blog. Also, this month is Patron Corner, a quarterly program held by the National Library Service. It will take place on Monday, June 12th at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Call the library for more information.
We want to relay a message from the National Library Service. They are working to address book and magazine production delays that impact the timely upload of materials to BARD and the physical distribution of materials to patrons. Delays have been caused by ongoing problems with the new production and inventory control system that NLS began using last year. Producers are diligently working through the resulting backlog, with priority being given to new books added to the collection and bestsellers. They want to apologize for the impact these production delays are having on patrons and want to assure you that NLS is working with all parties to reduce the backlog as quickly as possible. Also from the National Library Service, Foreign Language Quarterly is now called International Language Quarterly. This reflects a broader change, as NLS has shifted its terminology to better represent its non-English language materials. International embraces the fact that languages other than English are not only spoken abroad, but also right here in the United States. In fact, the NLS collection includes books in Native American languages that predate the arrival of English. The latest issue of ILQ, available at www.loc.gov/NLS/ILQ, includes recently digitized books in Algonquin and Cherokee, as well as a wide selection of books in Spanish, Russian, Chinese, and other languages. Last month, we told you that the Elizabeth Perowski Memorial Volunteer Award was presented to Sandy Ryan before she passed away in November of last year. Sandy has also been selected to receive a Governor's Volunteer Award for outstanding commitment and service. Sandy's work as chair of the Iowa Commission for the Blind has helped the Iowa Department for the Blind to continue to innovate and expand services to blind Iowans of all ages. Sandy's amazing attitude, words of wisdom, and sense of humor have impacted so many. IDB Director Emily Wharton stated, "Whenever I needed anything, someone to look over a draft policy, someone to talk through a challenging decision, someone to make me laugh instead of cry at one of the many absurdities that arise when trying to make change within the state bureaucracy, Sandy was there with ideas, honest feedback, and understanding, and a swift kick when I needed it. She was an invaluable mentor, and so much of the success we have achieved is at least in part due to her work on behalf of blind Iowans. We here at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled would like to extend a heartfelt congratulations to Sandy and her family."
NLS will soon have free Braille calendars in both wall-size and pocket-size formats available for patrons. They expect the first calendars to be available in July. In future years, calendars will be released by January. Please reach out to us here at the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled if you would like to subscribe to receive a calendar annually. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!